AM, hashtag MPUCE, Mpumalanga, the place of the rising sun.
So we're about to get into a conversation with Paula Quincy, who is a relationship expert. So glad you could join us on the show, Paula.
Good day, and how are you and the listeners?
We want to fix our relationships, man. We're sick and tired of sharing beds with our partners. We feel like, you know, it's written somewhere that it's a definite must, but people are sleeping in separate bedrooms. And like, we want to try that too, but we don't really know, Paula. And this is why we've called you on the show. tell us about this sleep divorce. Is it a real thing?
It is becoming more and more of a trend, with later stats showing between 33% or one in four couples are actually have adopted a sleep divorce. Now, sleep divorce does not mean divorce or the relationship is over. It's more just we're sleeping in separate beds.
So I take it now, if you're saying it's becoming more and more of a thing, when people build houses now, they have that extra bedroom, ne?
Well, hopefully the extra bedroom and not the couch.
Oh, it's the couch that says, something is not right. So if it's an extra bedroom, you know you're able to sleep comfortably also on a fresh bed, and that allows you to get some sleep as well. So you're saying it's becoming more of a norm? It's becoming a trend in relationships and marriages? What are the benefits of it? What are the benefits of me sleeping away from my partner?
So with the latest trend coming out in terms of the importance of sleep as far as our well-being goes and our longevity goes, because when we have a good night's sleep and we're well rested, it does affect our mood, it affects our stress levels, our immune system, depression, and also the long-term impact from a longevity point of view, where it can lead to dementia and Alzheimer's later on in life. So as these stats are becoming more and more prominent and we're realizing the importance of sleep, I think couples are adopting this because they're realizing the benefits on their relationship as well.
How would this, I want to squeeze in one more question. How would this work for a couple, whether married or by a chola, Paula, who has trust issues? Now I'm thinking, if I let my partner sleep in their separate bed, in a separate room, they're probably going to call their side chicks or whatever in the middle of the night. How do people who have trust issues actually bring this to help their relationships?
Well, most importantly, it's communication and understanding why you are asking or considering going through a sleep divorce arrangement. Yeah. And that it's got nothing to do with your relationship or that you're any less committed to your partner.
Yeah.
It's more around the benefits for each other about being well-rested. Because if we're not well-rested, it can affect our mood and that can bring conflict into our relationship if we are sleep-deprived. So communication, and then when you do go through the divorce sleep, it's about making both of your sleeping environments comfortable because you will still be spending time in each other's respective space. And to make sure that there is still intimacy in your relationship, which is not necessarily sex, but intimacy being that closeness and that connection. So doing things together before you go to your separate bedrooms, and when you spend time during the day or waking up in the morning, having some sort of couple ritual that creates that connection and brings that connection closer again.
Oh, yes. It must also be fuzzy if during in the middle of the night you miss your partner and you just jump into bed and surprise them. Like, okay, I couldn't do it on my own. Just for tonight, let's sleep together. That should be cute. That's Paula Quincy joining us on Rise FM Line. She's a relationship expert, author of Embracing Conflict, and gives daily relationship tips. Where can we find you? Social media, website, Paula?
I'm on all the socials. So Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, paulaquincy.com or engagedhumans.com.
Paula Quincy, thank you once again for chatting to us here on Rise FM Lunch.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Have a good day too. Let's talk about love, yeah? If you don't want to talk about it, let's sing about love. Here's God's sign with Love of My Life. You kept on asking me.